Columbus, Indiana is well known for its unique architectural heritage. This year, Exhibit Columbus launches an annual event designed to both celebrate that history and cement its relevancy in future discussions of architecture and community making. Foundations and Futures kicks off this Thursday, September 29th, and concludes on Saturday, October 1st. The symposium features a keynote session hosted by world-renowned architects and panel discussions by experts in architectural history, community members, and leaders in manufacturing and fabrication are featured throughout the 3 days. WFHB reporter Jennifer Brooks spoke with the director of Landmark Columbus, Richard McCoy, for this WFHB community report.
It's probably true that most people outside of Indiana don't know there's a smallish town in the South that's routinely ranked as one of the premier architectural destinations in the U.S., alongside major cities like San Francisco and Boston. Like other nearby cities, Columbus's stature is largely shaped by the largesse and vision of one person, J. Irwin Miller. Miller became the general manager of Cummins Engines in 1934 and oversaw the growth of the company into a multinational Fortune 500 company over the next several decades. In the mid-1950s, Irwin established the Cummins Foundation and soon offered the city of Columbus a pretty sweet deal. Hire the best architects in the world, and the foundation would pay the tab. Miller believed that if Cummins were to attract top talent to Columbus, that the city needed to offer something unique, something excellent. In 1976, Paul Goldberger, then the New York Times architectural critic, wrote, "Columbus, Indiana, and J. Irwin Miller are almost holy words in architectural circles. There is no other place in which a single philanthropist has placed so much faith in architecture as a means to civic improvement." In celebration of Columbus's unique position in the vanguard of the intersection of design and community making, Exhibit Columbus will soon host its inaugural symposium entitled Foundations and Futures. I spoke with the director of Landmark Columbus, Richard McCoy.
Exhibit Columbus is a program of Heritage Fund, the Community Foundation of Bartholomew County, and it is an annual exploration of architecture, art, design, and community. So the symposium starts on Thursday, 29th, with the gallery exhibition opening that features the 10 J. Irwin and Xenia S. Miller Prize finalists. So it's going to be a great opportunity to see 10 excellent architects, artists, and furniture designers all in one place, really. And then all day Friday and Saturday, we have sessions. And there's sort of a mix of international experts and then community leaders from Columbus. And so it's this really interesting mix of Columbus sort of putting itself on display and talking about all the things that has made this, one of the world's most remarkable small American cities.
Can you talk a little bit about the history of architecture in Columbus and its sort of central importance to the identity of the community?
Well, the thing that I really love about Columbus is that its history of architecture, art, and design are deeply connected to community and what I would say is this sort of quest for excellence. And so to me, the things that are built here represent the community's effort for really about the past 75 years to try to solve community challenges using the best designers, the best architects, you know, really trying to be excellent at everything the community does. And so it goes from there to some extraordinary gifts of the Cummins Foundation Architecture Program to community leaders using art and architecture as a way to define the community, to define a sense of place and a sense of values. And so I love the architecture because it kind of represents a number of values that the community has always held tight.
For example?
You know, actually, recently the Community Foundation rewrote the community leadership values, and I thought it was such an interesting exercise to do. And so, you know, they define the sort of values that shape the community in the past 75 years, and many of them you would see in most communities: high aspiration, public-private partnerships, collaboration, service to others. But there's one in Columbus that's totally different. It says the value of good design. We believe if you elevate the physical and social environment, you raise the bar for everything else. especially citizens' expectations of themselves. To me, for a community to have that as who they are, it becomes such a teachable moment for many other communities to sort of experience how Columbus was built and what these values are.
That's so exciting to me, just thinking about, okay, why do people in Bloomington or Ellettsville or anywhere else care about this thing in Columbus? And to me, that is sort of the cornerstone, you know, of really helping people to understand the impact of architecture on our lives.
I totally agree. And it's also that it's not just about architecture, but it's about landscape architecture and then the relationship to art and different things in that mechanism that really makes a sense of place, right? And this is how we sort of define who we are and show the world what our aspirations are.
What's the meaning behind, and maybe this is, I'm trying to find more meaning in something that's not there, but foundations and futures. Is there some intentionality behind naming the symposium that?
We named the symposium Foundations and Futures because we wanted to take a moment and really apply some expert architectural history to the foundations that created Columbus, what it is. And so we wanted to take an opportunity to get some really good thinkers to think about some of the history, to build a foundation, and then in the same way, talk to community leaders how they build it. And so, you know, we have someone from the Cummins Foundation talking, someone who used to own the newspaper in town, talking to folks that work in the school corporation, to really build this foundational bit of knowledge. And then we also have intermixed with that all of these finalists in the J. Irwin and Xenia S. Miller Prize competition that are the future of design. And also we've put this extraordinary list of sort of international experts in fabrication. We've put that together so we can also talk about the future of making. And so this is, you know, really trying to do exactly what the title says, to establish a foundation and to talk about the future of design, fabrication, and design education.
Richard, what is meant in lay terms when you talk about experts in fabrication? What does fabrication mean?
Right. That's a great question. You know, the interesting thing I think about Indiana is that it's a fabrication state. It's a maker state. I think it sort of unfairly gets thought of as a farm state. But, you know, folks in southern Indiana know just as well, you know, the largest cash crop in the state is hardwood. It beats soybean and corn combined. But it also has the second highest economy for automobile manufacturing. And, of course, with Cummins here, the state's third largest employer, this is a community that makes and builds and has been making since, you know, the 19th century. And so when we talk about fabricators today, we want to talk about people who are making buildings. But then also, you know, we have the chief technical officer, Jen Rumsey, from Cummins, and talk about the future of advanced manufacturing. So we think that this, you know, part of this space between design and fabrication or design and making could lead to some new and exciting collaborations over time. And so this fabrication is just maybe another way to talk about making and building.
It really gives me a context into aspects of Indiana's history that I didn't really know.
Yeah, well, I think Columbus is a super special place in Indiana and really around the world. So I hope you can make it.
That was WFHB correspondent Jennifer Brooks speaking with director of Landmark Columbus, Richard McCoy. You can find out more about the event, Foundations and Futures, at exhibitcolumbus.org.